All right, again, welcome everyone tonight to Young Adult. We are going to have some really cool and explosive information. As you got the email the other day, the avalanche has begun. I believe it has, and I'll share with you why I believe that. Just a couple of things before we get started. Again, I'm John Adolfi. I've been doing this since 1986 when I got out of the Navy and headed home from San Diego. Decided to get my real estate license in 1988, sold my first HUD home, and I've sold several hundred since then. That's my experience. Also, for those of you just joining our group here who haven't heard me before or are not receiving the HUD Underground newsletter, please go to adolfi.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, you're going to see the newsletter, and it is an almost daily experience for you to get the latest really cool stuff. And what I mean by cool stuff, I mean tips, I'll have offers, and something that the public does not get with this newsletter, and that is when I offer bonuses. Some of these bonuses are actually quite substantial. So, let's see, at the end of this teleclass, I'm going to have a Q&A, which means that you're going to be able to hit *5, and it'll raise a hand on my screen, and I will go ahead and unmute and take your question on live right here on the teleclass. And also, too, I'm going to have some special reports and my HUD book. I got an update on that and a special going on after the Q&A. All right? The only announcement I have is May 22nd. I want you to write that down on your calendar. May 22nd at 7 p.m., we're going to have a live event. I'm talking live, not like live on a telephone, but live at my office in Phoenix, New York at 7 p.m. between 7 and 8:30. What I'm going to do on May 22nd, it's a Tuesday night, is do a mini boot camp. I mean, tonight we're going to do 20, 30 minutes here in this teleclass, okay? Probably around 30. There we're going to do an hour and a half, and it is much more intensive, dealing with the same subject matter tonight, but we're going to do it live, face-to-face, okay? And it's something that for those of you out there that want to take that next step and get a little bit more serious or want to relearn or learn for the first time so you can get prepared to capitalize on this avalanche of foreclosures that is beginning, then my advice to you is be there the 22nd of May. Now, 10 people have already signed up already. I'm going to open this up beyond 12 what we normally have. I'm going to open it up to 20. How you can get involved in that boot camp, and it's free, by the way, is to email me or pick up the phone and call me tomorrow. So email me, just hit reply in any one of the emails that I sent you. Say, John, I want to come and just reserve, you know, make your reservation. So this will sell out, and you can tell by the attendee tones that are going on. We've got a really full class tonight here on the teleclass. So let's get started, all right? Before I go any further, though, I just want to give you a heads up. For those of you who are working directly with me, I just want to reintroduce my assistant, Amanda Sixbury. Amanda's been working for me for about a year or more, and my wife, who joined us in December, are there to take care of whatever it is that you guys want. If I'm not there or unavailable, please call on them. Let them help you as much and as far as they can, and then, of course, I'll step in when it's either needful or when we need to talk. But they are there to expand and extend everything that I'm doing here with the same type of service that I give you personally. All right. Also, too, on the upcoming technology upgrades, I just want to, you know, most of you probably don't care about this, but I've been waiting a long, long time for this. May 1st today, the multiple listing service finally has gone Mac. Talking Apple here. You can now access the MLS, and that's only good for us realtors, but I've been waiting a long time with that, and I'm going to take my PC that's in my office right now, and I've threatened for years to take that and just throw it right in the canal in the back of my office. I'm not really going to do that, but no, PCs are fine. I just really enjoy Macs, and I'm really happy about that. And so the second thing I wanted to share with you is that if you haven't noticed already, our phone systems are in, our new phone system, which can handle more calls and Also, we just rearranged our voicemail on there. I know it's a small thing, but every tweak that we do is there to serve you folks better. And I just want to make sure that if there's anything that you have suggestions on, you're not going to hurt my feelings in the least. Some of you already have said, hey, I don't like this about your phone system or that, and I really appreciated that. We made some changes to it. Also, too, a lot of people think that just because I specialize in HUDs that I don't list property or relist property. That's furthest from the truth. As you can tell from the emails that I send out, we've got a database of currently 770 people. And for those of you that do list the property with me, just like you're receiving it right now, you're getting a they will be getting a video of your property. And bonuses, okay? I give away. Those bonuses are out of my pocket. I'm not asking the listing, the person I'm listing their property. So, yes, we list property. And, yes, we do pretty much anything that you want. We can take care of your needs. If you're looking for a rental, if you're looking for a multifamily, all right, enough of the commercial. Let's keep going forward. Tonight's topic is investing in the HomePath. HomePath is another animal we'll talk about another time. The HomePath, which is Fannie Mae, you can write that down. HomePath is Fannie Mae. And HUD, which is formerly an FHA mortgage. We're going to talk a little bit about both of them tonight. I'm going to hit on Fannie Mae because this one, or the HomePath, this one is new to a lot of people. And we've talked about this before, but I've got more information since I did my last teleclass couple of months ago. And for those of you that have not heard anything about this, I'm going to make available a report at the end of this teleclass called The 7 Places to Find Foreclosures for free, and it's going to include all the websites of all the places that I look for foreclosures, and they're free. And if anybody hear that jingling in the background, that's Moo the HUD dog scratching her neck. Okay, and she is wearing her fired up red collar tonight. All right, so let's get going. Let me share with you. I told you that there's in the email for this teleclass that there's an avalanche of properties that are starting to take place. I've shared with you either publicly or personally one-on-one that this was going to happen. Let me back up for a second and explain what's led up to this so that you can really appreciate what's about to take place, because this is unprecedented. This has never happened before in real estate history, unless we count maybe this happening in 1929 after the Great Depression. I don't know. All I know is that this has never happened in my career or even years before that. Here's what's happened. The problems that people have gotten into and haven't been able to, you know, make their mortgage payment, you know, that has escalated over the last decade. It used to be that it was barely 1 million a year of foreclosures that were taking place. Now it's at 1.5 million, all right? If that wasn't enough to, in a sad way, excite you because of the inventory that can be available to you is for, you know, getting better deals on properties, because of all the naughtiness that the banks did and the government stepped in and said, hey, you know, you need to slow this process down. You need to take care of these customers better, and we need to figure out what we're doing here as far as the way you're going about the process of foreclosing on. So there was this whole, you know, issue, and as of the end of February of this year, they got spanked. Five major banks got spanked with a $25 billion fine, which is really a slap on the hand. And it's really more symbolic than it is really resolving anything. But that was supposed to be the beginning of the beginning of the resolution of this, and to finally let the foreclosure process continue and begin again. Here's the problem, though. This year alone, we will get another 1.5 million foreclosures, more or less, okay? But for the last year and a half, they have been in abeyance, meaning that they've been suspended animation. That means that unfortunately, if you had to go through a foreclosure, you'd probably still be living in your house 2 years later because they slowed everything down. Now the wheels have started, and matter of fact, in the month of March, the foreclosure rate doubled. That doesn't mean that there's more foreclosures that happened in March. It just means that they're able to take those back foreclosures and continue on with them. So as of the end of February, beginning of March, the process, the avalanche, has begun. We're not going to see it just yet, but we are getting indications that the snow is starting to crack and the avalanche is starting to creep down the mountain, getting ready for this thing to just blow open. And how I know that is that we are listing agents for HUD,
And HUD has been dry for us as listing agents and on the website for the last 4 months. And to make matters worse, in the entire New York State at one time, just about a month or more ago, there were 12 HUD homes in all of New York State. Well, contrast to that to January of 2011 and December of 2010, there were approximately 235 to 240 HUD homes, just HUD homes, okay, these are former FHA properties, that were available in New York State. Now, let me give you an idea of just exactly how many you can expect in your county. And I'm only going to talk about Oswego and Onondaga County right now. At any given time, all the 20-some-odd years I've been selling HUD homes, there would be anywhere between 200 to 300 HUD homes in Onondaga County every year, and about 100 to 150 in Oswego County every year, except for the last couple of years, where there have been, like, hardly any. So all of a sudden, in the last 3 weeks, we have listed or in the process of listing 4 HUD homes. And what the girl said to my wife was about 2-3 weeks ago, the girl who's involved in one of two, what they call as marketing, two of the management companies that funnel through the HUD homes. Ofori is the name of one of them. Cityside is the other, and that's not that important. But the girl who's in charge of New York State said, "Oh, Kristen," to my wife, "I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. We got a flood of HUD homes." And that was about 2-3 weeks ago. And all of a sudden now, we're kind of running around here because there is quite a bit of information they need and procedure for us to be involved with in order to list one of these properties. And so we've listed one in Syracuse on Fillmore Ave, which you may have seen for $18,000, and we've listed one out in North Bay, that is Constantia, Cleveland area, and that one is already sold. We've got one up in Pulaski that just came out yesterday, and we've got this really beautiful two-bedroom bungalow that's coming out on the in Lincourt, coming out here in the next week or so. So let me give you HUD's website, and this is what I want you to do. This is a first step. First off, write this down, HUDHomeStore.com, HUDHomeStore.com, that's all singular. And then go on their website, and when you do, and you can do it now, I don't care if you multitask with this thing, okay, but go on there, HUDHomeStore.com, click on the icon for New York State. You'll see that, you'll see a map in front of you. Or just write that down. Click on New York State. Once you get to New York State, put that in your favorites. That's what you want to do. That's where the HUD homes appear, and that's where I'm sometimes surprised to see them because I'm not the only listing agent. If you look every day, you're going to find out what I find out. Then what I do is I grab my video camera and I rush down and I videotape them, whether we've listed them or not. And then I upload them to YouTube, and I'm going to be sending you, all of you out, an email how to sign up for my YouTube channel, because that's where the information gets to first, even before I send them out in the newsletter. Then I send them out to you in a newsletter, and then you learn about them. Now, the cadence for HUD homes is as such. When they come on the market, it is either for 10 days or for 30 days for owner-occupant only. And in my boot camp seminar on the 22nd of May, I'm going to teach you how to buy these legally, ethically, and morally as an owner-occupant, as an investor. And for those of you out there who are on this call tonight who are looking to buy a home to live in, I encourage you to come to this boot camp because you're going to be able to learn how to grab these properties for a substantially reduced amount of money. Now, once it goes on for 10 days, if it's an insured property, insured properties are on the market for owner-occupant for 30 days. And in my new book, you're going to see this outline that we just created that shows the daily progress of how the timing works with these HUD homes, okay? But just understand that you can't, as an investor, you can't get at these at least until the 11th day. And they'll have a time clock on there, and I'm going to show you more on the 22nd how to read all that. And if it's an insured property, which means it's probably in pretty good shape, then you have to wait till the 31st day in order to bid, okay? So that's how you do it. It's done through a bid process, and I can help you along with that. But I want to just touch on that for right now. And Oh, and let me back up, too. HUD went from 12 houses, talking about the inventory, to 37 houses just the other day. It went from 12 to 20 to 24 to 30 to 37. Now we're back down to about 30 or 29. But it got up to 37 just last Friday, I believe it was. And so you can see that, you know, and it's been hovering between 12 and 17 for, like, months. So we've doubled the inventory already. All right. That's the HUD homes. And I'm going to tell you something. Dollar for dollar, minute for minute of your time spent as far as looking at foreclosed properties, trying to find that bargain, you know, that great bargain out there, I'm telling you, especially with my system, my newsletter, my videos, and working with me and this and my book that's coming out here and the system that is in there that explains it step by step how it's done, you can't utilize your time more effectively if you had to choose one product and one product only, and that would be HUD homes. And there are many reasons for that. It's streamlined, it's easier, you have more control, and you don't have to worry about listing agents doing things underhanded. And I'm not suggesting anybody's doing anything in Syracuse like that. I'm just saying, though, that I've heard stories over the last 25 years, and these are stories you don't want to involve yourself with. You don't want to have to go through that. Now, let's talk about HomePath for a moment. I like HomePath for a couple of reasons. Number one, here, write this down, okay, HomePath.com. HomePath.com, then in the search box, put down NY for New York. Go to that and then save it in your favorites, okay? HomePath is Fannie Mae, more of it like a conventional mortgage that somebody got and then went belly up, just like the FHA and how the FHA becomes a HUD. Well, a conventional mortgage, Fannie Mae, turns into a Fannie Mae foreclosure, and then it becomes what they call, coined a phrase, what they call them is HomePath, a HomePath home. What's great about HomePath, especially for you investors, is they've got investor financing. They've got investor financing with, you ready for this? You know what investor financing, if you were to go to a bank right now, you know what they charge you, right? As far as what they're asking for, as far as how much down, minimum 20%. Others 25 and some 30. You know, I was working with a guy today, they want 30. And then they won't really mortgage more than, I mean, any less than a certain amount. So you better hope that it's at least $40,000 or more, or they won't even mortgage it. And so with HomePath, they'll do a non-owner occupant financing, that is investor financing, with 10% down, 10%. And during our boot camp, I'm going to go into and show you just exactly the ins and outs. Now, when I first got involved with the HomePath, I heard all sorts of great things. And then all of a sudden, I talked to a couple of banks, and I heard about some horrible things about five extra points. A point is 1% of the mortgage amount. So if you're getting a $100,000 house and you've got 5 points added into the closing cost, that's $5,000. And I started hearing some horror stories. So I started to dig and dig and dig. And I found out that there's not a lot of people that know a lot about this program, only bits and pieces, and some of that information was incorrect. So after I dug with someone who knows how to do this and is learning himself, that's how it is here. Even the mortgage officers are unfamiliar with this. But I've got one guy who's making it his business, and I will share with you on May 22nd, unless you call me and you need that information first, to get pre-qualified by this guy for the HomePath. 10% down. You can do 10. Some of you can do 10% down. You've got to have a credit score of at least 660. So when you go to HomePath.com and look at, Onondaga, Cayuga, whatever county you're interested in, know that you can purchase that property and get 10% financing. 10% down financing. And the interest rates are relatively comparable. They're just a little bit, about a half a percent higher, but not much. More than that. And there's no appraisal fee. Yeah, that's right, no appraisal. Now, if they have what they call the HomePath Renovation Program, and you'll see that little icon on each listing as you click on that, it'll either say HomePath Financing or HomePath Renovation. If it's the HomePath Renovation, then please understand, investors would have to come up with 25% down. So your best bet is to find the properties that have just the regular HomePath financing. You'll see that icon on there. If it says yes on the right-hand side, that yes, there is financing with it, because some of them are no, they're only cash sales. And for those of you who do have cash, those are the ones you're going to want to pay attention to, because not everybody out there has cash. Now, they can go to the bank and get a mortgage on it, but it's not that easy. It's not that easy to get it when you have to have all the systems turned on and blah, blah, blah. It's just harder. And then what if it's not in good repair? Then you got to get a 203K, and I'm talking owner-occupant. For investors, it's even more difficult. So those people, so when they don't have any financing and they say no on the right-hand side for under financing, then that, those are that's key for those of you guys who are, have cash. So that's a little bit about the home path. Let me see if there's something else that I... They'll even pay for 2% of your closing costs. That's right, 2%. What I mean by that is if it's a $100,000 house, they'll pay for $2,000 of your closing costs. Now, just like HUD, they do not pay for abstract survey. You know, your lawyer will try to find the old abstract and survey if they go that extra step, and I recommend that you have them do that. That'll save you several hundred dollars if they can find the old abstract and survey. But, you know, figure about an extra $1,000 for a survey and an abstract at least, you know, for your closing costs when you're dealing with this, especially if you're talking to the mortgage, any mortgage officer out there with HUD and or with HomePath. A lot of times they skip that expense for whatever reason. Also, too, there's no PMI. Ooh, what does that mean? Well, PMI is premium mortgage insurance. That's the lingo they use, or what they call it with the HomePath, with these Fannie Mae. With FHA or HUD, it's called MIP. It's the same thing. It's mortgage insurance. Well, the great thing about it is that typically you got to come up with 20% down to not, you know, have to pay mortgage insurance. Well, in this case, you don't have to pay mortgage insurance, no matter how much you put down. And for owner-occupants, by the way, it's 3% down. Investor, again, 10% down. No PMI. What does that equate to? Well, I got an example here. It's about 1% of the sale price. So for a $100,000 house, it's about $82 a month. And for a $60,000 house, it's about $50 a month. That can add up, especially if you're gonna flip it with a lease option or just rent it out. That extra $50 to $82 a month is money that you would have to absorb in your rent if you had to pay PMI. So HomePath is two thumbs up. HUD, three thumbs up. I almost had a list there. The bad thing about HUD is that you've got to find your financing through other ways of financing. You can't easily finance a HUD home, you know, with unless you are. Let me tell you the number one way of investing to buy a HUD home: home equity line of credit, whether it be out of a property that you own and maybe get 50-60% loan to value out of it, or if you are, if you've got lots of equity in your own home. Or if you've just got a 401k kicking around and it's really not doing a whole lot, then pull it out and buy yourself something and flip it or get some cash flow going. But typically, if you don't have the cash, a home equity line of credit on your own house, and I can recommend Fulton Savings Bank. That's where I go. They've got a no closing cost home equity line of credit. You don't have to pay a thing. They'll come and update your abstract. They will give you a decent rate. I think I pay them 5.25% right now. And on a residence, I think up to 75%, 50 to 60%, 65% on a non-owner occupant. And I've done both on my building here and on my home here, and pulled out money and used it for various things. So that's a really great way of doing it. Okay, where are we now? We're about 23 after. Good. All right. One of the things that just happened is I sold my first HomePath property to one of our investors. He may be on the line tonight. And let me just give you an example of what this one looked like, okay? This was the one on Thunderbird, if you guys have seen that one. It was at one time $129,900 when they first put it on the market. And they lowered it to $99,900 and it sold. And by the way, if you see a HUD home or a Fannie Mae sell, don't get discouraged. Spend the time, you know, previous, and go see these properties and check them out, and then tell me which ones you like, and we'll keep our eye on it. Because as soon as that comes back on the market, and that one did, Thunderbird came back on the market. They also lowered it from $99,900 down to $89,900, and it is in almost picture-perfect condition. It's one of those rare foreclosures that was in picture-perfect condition. And my man went in at $81,000. They countered offered. Now remember, they're asking 89.9. They countered offered at 86.5, and then we settled at 81.5. All right, and so you know he's going to go and get 10% financing. He can handle that, and he's going to take that and he's going to flip it, lease option it and flip it. So, and I gave flipping it at 119.9 with a lease option or cash. You know, if somebody's going to just flip it and get out of it without holding doing a lease option, somewhere between 105 to 109. And he's going to go in there and probably spend a few thousand dollars to really clean it up. That's a great deal. So. I like those. And let's see. What else are we going to talk about these things? All right. I think what I'm going to do at this point, let's talk a little bit about just the bidding, just to give you a real cursory overview. And again, at the 22nd of May, when I go into it at the mini boot camp that we're going to be having at my office, and again, for those of you who just came on tonight, haven't heard this, May 22nd, 7 p.m., we're going to do a mini boot camp talking about what we talked about here tonight, but I'll slow myself down a little bit. And also, it's going to be an hour and a half long, and I'll have much more information. And so May 22nd, we've only got 10 spots left, so hit reply now on any of the emails that I sent you and reserve your seat. We've already got 10 people signed up for it. I'm going to open it up for 20. That's the most I've ever had at a monthly meeting like this. And you're going to want to be there because we're going to go into this more. All right, so. As far as bidding strategy, I'll go into this real brief right now. Typically, HomePath and HUD will lower their properties every 30 days by about 10%. That's the rule. I've seen them break the rule by doing even more, so they can surprise you. And when you learn how to time these, you're going to work in concert with me in such a way that, well, someone who is famous, I won't divulge any name because you prefer me not to, but somebody who is on Craigslist who does, quite a bit of business, utilizing my system here. When the HUDs were hot and heavy out there, okay, in 2009, before I really got involved with the newsletter now, I was just starting it out, just testing it, he bought 19 HUD homes in 2009. And it's not just because he had the money to do it, okay? It's because these properties were excellent, excellent deals, and he had a certain criteria, very conservative, very business savvy, and he was able to get these by timing them just right by using my system. And so when you get closer to me and use my system, be able to capitalize on these, and you're going to be the one who's going to get them versus someone else from another real estate company or even maybe within our own company, you know? So we're going to talk more about that on May 22nd. Now, I'm going to open this up for Q&A. So if you have a question, I want you to hit star 5, and I'm going to answer a few questions tonight. We're not going to go too long, okay? So maybe in the next 10 minutes or so, we'll answer a few questions. Just hit star 5, and I'll open up your line, and then you can ask your question, and I'll do my best to answer it for you. Hit star 5, anybody that's got a question. Okay, either everybody's fast asleep or you guys are experts already. Congratulations. It's star 5, and nobody has a question over the next minute here, so I'm going to move on. I'm going to do tonight's special, and if you do have a question between now and then, just go ahead and hit it. All right, well, we'll go ahead and go forward then. And here's tonight's special. Here's what we're going to do. I've been talking about my book, HUD Home Buying Secrets. This book started in 2009, and then I sat on it for a couple of years in the sense that I promoted it a little bit, and then I held off, and I had some other things that I wanted to do. When I came back to it, everything changed. So I spent the last, good 6-8 months rewriting the whole thing for the most part. And it was good in 2009. I mean, my wife said it was really good. And she was pretty objective about it, but we have added some things into this thing. It's grown from 70 pages to 100 pages. This is the home buyer's edition that is for owner-occupants. We do have an investor version that is a few months away from being rewritten also. But this thing has it all. Don't hesitate. Don't invest in yourself. This is going to be awesome. Now, this tonight we're going to be selling the paper version. Now, where the book is right now is with a editor. We're done with it. The editor is formatting it. She said it'd take a couple of weeks to have it formatted, and then we're going to go to instant self-publishing, one of these companies that can just crank these books out on demand. So look for it sometime in the end of May, beginning of June. That's when we are literally going to start to mail these out, or you can stop by and pick them up. This is going to be not for the e-version, but I'm going to get you a paper version for tonight, and this is only for 5 people. Normally, a paper version is going to be somewhere between 37, 47, somewhere in there. We haven't set the price. We know it's going to be at least 37, but tonight and tonight only for five people only, we're going to sell it for $27. But that's not all. For those of you who have not or missed out on my free ebook called The 6 Shocking Reports Reveal Little-Known Real Estate Knowledge to Save You from Failure, that ebook is going to go along as a bonus for the first 5 people that hit reply and say, John, I want your book for $27. What I'll do is I will send you a PayPal invoice, and you can pay by credit card right over the internet. And then at the end of May, beginning of June, we are going to mail them out. So I want your full name and mailing address and phone number when you say, John, I would like one of those books. And it's only open to 5 people. After that, we're shutting it down. So go ahead and multitask if you want to. Also, for everyone who's interested in the book, I'm also going to throw in my free report, The 7 Places to Find Foreclosures, for free. Now, for those of you who would like that report, are not interested in the book right at the moment, but just want the free report, not the ebook now, but just the free report on the 7 places, just hit reply and say, John, send me the 7 places report, and I'll send that over to you. All right, and that's open to everybody. I'm opening that up to everybody. All right, so that free report, just hit reply and say, John, send me the report. All right. For those of you, again, who are new to this, do we have any hands up here? Anybody have a question? Hit *5, and you should hear a little thing that says hand. *5 if you have a question about anything that we've shared tonight or if you have another real estate question. And we're almost done here. If there's no questions, upcoming event, May 22nd, email me by either hitting reply or john@adolfi.com. That's John, J-O-H-N, at adolfi.com. And we are going to have an awesome event May 22nd at 7 p.m. at my office, and we are going to go so much deeper into how this thing works. I'm going to share my systems there, and it's going to go and here's the idea. My system works. It helps you get it before anybody else does, and it gets it for the absolute rock bottom. And you'll understand why on the 22nd. And so that's what we've got here tonight. I'm going to go ahead and end it. I want to thank everybody for coming on the call tonight. Oh, we do have a question. Okay. Let's see. I don't know who this is. 607?
Yeah, John, it's Joe. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Joe. Hi. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. What's the best way or how do I check on the land that is available with these HUD properties that you show or list? It's hard sometimes to find out the size of the lot.
Okay, there's 2 ways that I do it. First off, I go into, now where are you located?
Well, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, actually, but work out of Syracuse sometimes.
Okay, so you'd be interested in the ones in Onondaga County?
In Onondaga County, in Ontario, Seneca, Cayuga, along there, from Ontario to Onondaga.
All right, very good. Ontario, I'm not sure about Ontario. I believe Ontario has it. Cayuga and Onondaga absolutely does have it. This is what you guys want to do. If you want to check the assessed value, the lot size yourself, kind of do a little digging, this is where I go. I go to the Onondaga County. This is what you Google, and then you're going to have to put it in your favorites. Onondaga County Real Property Division. And you're going to have to navigate a little bit, but you're going to get to, let's see if I can pull mine up here. You're going to have to get to the site, and you know what I should do? I'm going to get those, all right, one of my reports or something I'm going to have, Joe, that's going to come out here soon is going to have where to go for all those. Okay, I'm going to jot that down. I'll create that PDF, and I'll have that for the surrounding Central New York counties so that you can just easily click on it and go to that. But that's where I go. I go to the
Real Property Division for Onondaga County, and I get into their database, and then I click on it, and there I'll find the lot size. Now, if it says like 1.4 acres or 12.3 acres, and it's more than like a 40 by 100 lot size, then, you know, it's got acreage, you're not going to see the lot size itself. What you got to do at that point then is look over to your right, and you'll see where it says tax map, and you got to go and take the tax map number, click on the tax map, find it in its visual format, and on there they've got the lot sizes. The boundary line sizes for anything that's over like an acre.
Excellent.
All right. Does that help?
Yeah, it sure does. Thank you very much.
All right. And thanks, Joe, for helping me create a new product for you guys. All right. So anybody else? Are we good? Oh, we got another question. All right. This is a 458 number. 458 number. Who's this?
Hey, John. It's Randall Soder.
Hello, Randall.
Hey, not really a question. Just helping out on that last question.
Yeah.
It's ongov.net.
Okay, thank you. Ongov.net for Onondaga County.
Yep. And then you follow what you said. Go to the tax, and tax.
Right. And it is a great place to find out information. You can also find out what the last 1, 2, 3 sales on the property were, too.
Yep.
Great resource. Assessed value, lot size. You get your taxes on there, so you don't have to. If you figure out how to do taxes, I should have a whole seminar on that, how to figure out taxes, because there's the STAR program that's on there, too, that you got to sometimes figure out if it's on there or not when you're looking at the school tax, okay? So there's something.
It also shows back taxes if there's any owed.
Yeah, there you go. If there's back taxes, like on the school, that'll show a re-levy. So there's a whole little teaching there that we can do sometimes. Thanks, Randall, for that. Okay, anyone else here? Anyone else? Are we good? Oh, we got another hook. No, we're good there. All right. So, guys, you have a great night. We're going to do another teleclass in June. I may be increasing them to twice a month. Just keep watching in our newsletter. Our newsletter can be signed up for on our website, adolfi.com. I recommend anyone who's not getting the daily HUD Underground newsletter to go there and sign up for it now. It is a precious, precious resource, if I may say so myself. It's not only entertaining, not only will you see Moo Moo the HUD dog on there and all her glory in a lot of our videos, but you'll also see what the best bargains are and my HUD picks, my thumbs up, thumbs down, and also bonuses, all right? Guys and gals, thanks a lot. I'm going to go ahead.